Welkom to ons program Dit en Dort. Dit is een program waar met verschiedenste mensen gereed wordt om verschiedenste thema's. We hopen dit een interessante program voor jou is en dat het een zeeën kon zijn. Dit en Dort wordt uitgemerkt in Rutgeschacht bij de Brik 105.9 FM uit Elmer, Ontario. Wanneer jij iemand kan, wil je geloven een interessante persoon wordt zijn, te met wingen holen hebben, bitte laat ons weten. Check on sein E-Mail to radio@msion.org. Wir wünschen Ihnen einen guten und gesegneten Tag, wo immer Sie neu sind. Nun wieder mit den Ungeholung für Fandel. Willkommen alle zu diesem Dit und Dort Programm. Das ist Maria mit Ihnen hier Fandel und Fandel will ich um ein wichtiges und neues Thema reden, wo ich glaube nicht von genug geredet wird. Besonders willst du so viel sein, was sonst du erfahren, und doch oben nicht immer die Ungestattung oder Haupt du verkriegen, was anfällt. Mehr entziehenden ist die Mutterstag hier in Kanada und auch in vielen anderen Ländern über der Welt. Aber wisst ihr dort, dort der Weg fahrt dort, dass ihr wie dort mehr den Dreden gewasst, jetzt diese vergune Sündag, als ihr die internationale Trüe-Verlust-Mutterstag. Op Engels nennen die dort International Bereaved Mother's Day. Dit is een ongedenkstag te zien gezegd te mamas ungestatten, wer een baby of een kind begroefd han en don't als de baby nog niet geboren wie, of al erwassen gewas wie. Mother's Day is een dag wo we mutters celebreren doen en dankschein te aanzeigen voor alles wat zij dag bij dag voor erkenge en familie doen. Wann deze dag ook zal val hoop, leif en dankbaarheid zijn, dag oba, voor eenje is het een dag wat val truer is wilt dat is ook een ongedenk van kinge wat niet meer hier om welt meer aan zijn. Zo tem aanvang wil ik te al die mama zijn wat een baby of een kind begroefd han, dat wie aan jun denken, vij jun beden en hopen dat je weten dat God jun het roenen zit en hij truert met jun taup. Wann eine auch nicht immer Gott seine Wege verstehen kann, eine kann sich darauf verloren, dort Gott mit einem Ass in all der Gefeil, wird mit dieser schwere Deo oder Jahren bekommen. Das bringt mich dann auch zu der Person, mit wem ich kürzlich ein Ungeholung habe. Maria Dijk, wer erst immer mit dem Radio schaffen deit, ihre Schwiegertochter Julie schreibt mir ein Stotträ um ein Nicht-Abverdienst-Organisation, Hopebox Canada, wat zij zo dacht wat passend zijn voor ons te vertalen over een radio. Ik stem met haar toe wat zij mij ervan vertaald, en zo, ik bestel mij een tijd te met Janita, de Janje wat deze organisatie ontvangt, te vertalen over een phone. Janita reed op een niet plotdeutsch, en zo ons ingehouding als in Engelsje was. Ik word aan ploen eerst een paar hooppunten met te delen in plotdeutsch, dat je een karte waarholing kan om wat van vertaald via, en dan nu dit waar ik de Engelse ingeholing met delen. Ik bad het als een zeeing voor jeunt, en dat je weten dat je niet alleen door met zijn, wanneer je treuren deze mutterstag. Janita van Hopebox Canada draagt een diepe lijf en met leid voor vrijers voor haar een baby of een kind begroeven moest. Dort ist es, wo ich auch früh in uns Ungeholung, wie auch sie uns in Bett erklären können, was Hopebox Canada so reich wie, was wir das Ziel mit diesem Programm. Sie teilt mit, dass das Ziel wie am ein Verhut zu sein für Schwangerschaft und Babyverlust, Pregnancy and Infant Loss. Sie merken diese Schmackedosen reit voll mit verschiedenen Dingen, was Verhut, Trost und Sorge für Familien kann sein, wo ein Staub oder Babyverlust erfahren haben. An Jankert mit dieser Dose voll Stoff Ungestattung zu bewiesen, während dieser schwere Zeit, am halben die Däupe gefeil handeln und auch an sein Mut zu sprechen, dessen Zeit in an weiten Luten, dort sie nicht allein sind. Ich frage her dann auch noch wieder, wo durch ihr Sonntagstät beifallen wir. Und dann teilt sie ihre Geschichte mit und können eine Bitte verstehen, woran sie so eine Däupe live für diese Mamas in Familie haf. Jetzt redet sie von ihrer Verlust, wodurch sie eine Sorts Päckchen haben verliert, Twins. Und am Anfang hat sie so gedacht, wie ihr bloß warme. So sie hielten dort bloß alle für sich selbst, weil so deuten die Menschen dort alle nicht. Nicht viel vertalten davon. Aber, als sie mit anderen mitteilen deuten, während andere Menschen in ihrer Nachbarschaft und auch in ihrer Kirche, wo auch Kraxel und Verlust erfahren haben, ein Staub erfahrt haben. So eier der Staub von der Parke, dann haben die einen Dach da, und dann haben die einen Staub gehört mit der Parke, und dann haben sie nur dort noch ein Baby, was sie verliert haben, dann haben sie ihre zweite Dach da, und dann haben sie zwei Stauben nur dort. Und so sagt sie bloß, dass dort alle durchgehen, all die medizinischen Dinge, all die Gefühle, die du mitbekommen, und bloß sich so sehr allein durchanfallen, dass dort wir eine von den schwansten Tiden in ihrem Leben gewesen. Und du dadurch hat sie auch noch Nerventrouble gekriegen, Postpartum Depression, aus der auf Englisch sein, und sie fühlt sich bloß nur allein und fällt danach, was schuld zu ihr war. So nur dort, wo das letzte Mal, wo sie einen Staub gehört haben, werden sie an, dass eine Familie in ihrer Kirche auch einen Staub gehört haben. Er jankert was zu tun, und so das erste Tag sie so vielleicht ein Papier mit Informationen geben oder irgend so was. Aber das fällt sich so das wenig nüch, weil sie wissen von ihrer eigenen Erfahrung, dass die Zeit fehlt ein mehr als bloß ein Papier mit Wörter angeschrieben. Und so sie fängt an nur zu sein, was ein guter Saat verruht wird sein für so eine Wurzeln, dass das erfahren. Du darfst fängt sie ut eine Stelle aus dort, wo deine Stelle ist, wo die meiste Zahl dir aus dort ist, die Hauptbox ist, aber ein bisschen anders. Und so sie stahl den Grubtop bei ihrer Kirche und mögen sie ein so ein kleiner Dose rein, aus ein Geschenk für diese Lied in der Kirche, wo ein Staub gehört haben. Nur dort schäme diese Gruppe manches Top. Und dachten so, dass die Viren Meier, was sie uns da erfahren hätten, und so sie wollen für andere auch so uns da topstellen. Dann gingen sie rüt und deuten dort an Facebook mitteilen, Familien, Freunden, E-Mails schicken und frühen, aus sie Antworten ungestatten, wann sie so uns da deuten. Und bald hatten sie noch, dass die 20.000 können topstellen. Dort war Oktober in 2013, und von du wieder haben sie bloß immer wieder mit diesem Programm geschafft. Und ihr glaubt sie, dass die Hahn bei 500.000 weichgeschickt. All diese waren sonst weichgeschickt, aber das kommt alle top von verschiedensten Donations oder Geldgeben oder Uthalbemuls von anderen, die diese top stellen. Sie teilt auch mit eine Geschichte von einer, wer eine Dose gekriegt hat, wo all in ihre älteren Jahren wir, so wie tachentig rum, wer in ein so ein Long-Term-Care-Home wir. Sie hat ein sehr schmackes Bild von ihrer Baby, wer in ihren jüngeren Jahren gestorben wir. Und das war das einzige Bild von ihrer Tochter, was sie hat. Und nun, wo diese Frau selbst um eng Leben ist, nun hat sie ein sehr schwere Titel mit, wegen dort Trüe, was sie feiern hat. Und für die letzten 60 Jahre hat sie sich so gefeilt, dass die Schuld anhört von dem, was sie durchging. Viele Menschen leben ohne so ein schwere Gefühl aus dit, und so diese Früh hat auch Kraxegut ein Dose gekriegt, am er halben Trüren und am er halben dort durchzuarbeiten, diese Gefühl, was sie in den jüngeren Jahren nicht hat. Verschiedenste Dinge sind in dieser Dosenbahn, du sind kleine Bikerkis, Bibel ist auch Bahn, wo die Hahn ütgetiegend Wasser fargen, was sie meinungsvoll kann sein für so eine in dieser Art Trüe. Die haben auch kleine Hotjes oder Daten oder so was, wo top gesteckt waren, was auch hier bei uns aus dem Ohr denkt. Und dann auch ein kleines Journal, ein kleines Buch, wo einer kann anschreiben, einem seine Gefühle und Gedanken. Wenn einer wird nie schädig sein, um hier überhaupt mit, hier wird zu geben, mit diesen Dosen fallen, dann kann einer wahrlich dort tun, wenn einer an ihrer Website noch nicht, www.hopeboxcanada.ca. Oder wenn einer würde wählen, ihre Quack fuhren, kann einer an auch fuhren, um ein bisschen mehr zu forschen, die Eva. Die Nummer ist 705-642-3205. Oder einer kann an auch ein E-Mail schicken bei hopeboxcanada@gmail.com. Das ist ein Port von ihrer Quack, Riverside Community Church, wo durch die diese Arbeit tun. Evans zwei Kind luten dort englische Port Eva Herrchen, wo schon ihre alles vertalt hat, sie hat viel mitgedeilt. Und er kübte das in Sehung für die Jahre, wo du noch Herrchen tun, und für die Jahre, wo du vielleicht nicht erfahren hast, aber doch jeden Wahlen, wie im Ungestatten den Haupt bewiesen, wo so und der Chigun ist, dass das vielleicht ein guter Weich unterfangen und auch mal auszufangen, am wo ein guter Weich aus den nächsten Unge zu starten. Das letzte Robbe, was Janita mitgedeilt hat, wird die alte Frühes wohl sein, was sonst aus der Dörch ging, via, dot se vud jin plus van motorsprang van jizo der foran han os ein verlus, ein staub, en fleich han jidot seier fos en juntje hauen, dot jidot verjunt weiten dot Gott mat jint du as en hei harch ne jint, en hei lüt ne jint dot jine amkum mat dot, en dot dok ungestattung verjunt as. Je derven dat nicht allein derchgun. Du as, so es ein jesang, stromet wat ut dot jebrechnet kumkon. En Gott as mat jint in desse jebrechne en schwore tiden. So they wurden jint van horten tauruden, regt ut, red mat jemand wat je treissen daun, regt ut ne ernt, red man an. Se wurden jirn jint halpen in ungestatten waren. Dor as dan alles wat ak hier war verplotditsche everbring. Evens kann je dann nu hier dort Engelschet Port Eva Harchen von Janita Salz. Dankeschön für Harchen, en ich bad je han Ola, ein sehr scheiner Mütterstag des kommenden Sündag, en weil wir nicht für jeden für dich wird auch trüren, dessen Tiet. Dankeschön für Harchen.
Welcome everyone to Dit and Dort, the Dit and Dort Program. I have with me today Janita from Hope Box Canada. Welcome, Janita.
Thank you for having me.
So do you want to start off a little bit with just kind of telling us about Hope Box Canada? What is the purpose of it?
So Hope Box Canada is a resource for pregnancy and infant loss. And we create these beautiful boxes full of supports, resources, comfort care for families who have unfortunately experienced pregnancy and infant loss, which is very common. And we want to just support them, you know, in those tough times and the helping deal with some of those emotions they may feel and just encourage them.
Yeah. So kind of how did this come to be? What kind of brought on this idea of creating this Hope Box resource?
Well, my husband and I, he's a church planter, a pastor, and we, through our family, we have one daughter who's almost 18 now. Mm-hmm. And then after her, we experienced the loss of twins.
Oh,
and
sorry.
I think we kind of thought, oh, this is just, you know, whatever. We'll kind of keep it to ourselves and, you know, deal with it. And then realizing as we were sharing, there were people we never knew in our community and in our church that experienced a loss too. We then lost another baby after that. And then we had our daughter, Ada, who's almost, she's 15. And then we had two losses after that. And so just navigating like the whole world, the medical side of things, but also the emotional side of things, and just realizing like you feel very alone, and just dealing with some of that was very difficult. Mm-hmm. I experienced postpartum anxiety and postpartum depression after the losses that I experienced, and just feeling really alone and some guilt there as well. So then after kind of recovering after our last loss in 2012, a family in our church then also experienced a loss, and we just wanted to do something. You know, at first I thought, oh, I should make a brochure or something, but that just kind of seemed like not enough, you know?
Yeah.
And I had experienced, you know, those times when you're kind of, you feel alone or the middle of the night, you can't sleep and just, you feel kind of lost, even spiritually. You can feel like, hey, God, what are you doing? This doesn't make sense, you know? And you and your husband can also be dealing with grief differently, and it just felt overwhelming. So when this other family was experiencing it, I tried to find a resource, and there was something similar to Hope Boxes in the United States. And so a small group of us at our church kind of came together and made a little box for them to gift them. And then this group at our church, or this group of ladies, were like, well, I'm sure there's others too that are experiencing this alone, you know, and don't have someone to talk to and don't have that support, especially the faith aspect of it as well. And so then it kind of went from one box to 10 boxes. And then we just kind of shared on Facebook and emailing our family and friends saying, hey, this is what we want to do. Will you support us financially? And in a couple of weeks, we had enough to make 20 boxes.
Wow.
And that was in October 2013. And now we've been going consistently since then. And the Lord has just opened doors and doors and doors. And last year, we had over 80 ambassadors across the country. So these are churches or people or pregnancy care centers that have boxes on hand to care for their community. So we had over 80 of them, and we believe we gave over 500 boxes last year.
Wow.
Already this year, since January 1st, we've given 172 boxes.
Wow.
It's just been amazing to see just the Lord provide and the Lord work in people's lives.
Yeah. And it speaks to the need, right? Mm-hmm. There's often these types of needs that just go unrecognized or unnoticed, especially because often for those who haven't experienced it themselves, they don't realize the isolation, the struggle, the grief that can come with it, or, you know, they don't know how to help, how to respond, or they're afraid to say the wrong thing. So reaching out like this, especially, and I thank you for sharing about your personal experience. I can't imagine how difficult that must have been, but such a beautiful way to use the hurt and the pain that you've been through in order to help other women. And so knowing that it's grown so much, you it just shows the need out in the community for it.
Mm-hmm. And medically speaking, they say 1 in 4 pregnancies ends in a loss, which, and often they're early losses, right? So this is before someone might even share that they're pregnant, you know, and then it can be awkward to tell. Do you say something? Do you not?
Yeah.
Sometimes medical staff don't know what to say either. And so when people request a hope box, they can request for themselves or they can request for a friend or family member. And we've seen probably about 50% of our boxes go out to people who want to care for someone else, you know, whether that's a neighbor or someone in their church community or in their workplace. So it's not just people looking for themselves. You know, we like to think that we like to equip others to care too.
Yeah. And I think this gives them a great resource, just like you said yourself initially when you were searching for something to help someone in your church. Often there's not much resources, or the resources, like you said, a brochure that doesn't have the same kind of emotional connection to it, right? So with the Hope Box, it's a little more than just providing a brochure, right? So this is provided those who maybe want to support and help but don't know how. It's also given them a resource to be able to reach out and connect. And I'm assuming through this Hope Box, they can connect with each other. So the person requesting it, as well as the person they're requesting it for, it kind of gives them that connection that helps them to relate or to help each other without feeling like maybe they're saying the wrong thing or doing the wrong thing.
Exactly. And grief is messy, right? Not everybody knows what to say, or they say the wrong thing, or they're afraid of saying the wrong thing. And I think even the act of giving, you know, you're giving a hope box to someone, you're acknowledging their grief and you're saying, I'm a safe person. You know, I may not have the words, but I'm here for you.
Yeah.
You know, and that is really important. And we've given boxes to women in their, like, we've given a box to a woman who was 16 full term stillbirth, and we've recently given a box to a lady in her 80s who we met through a long term care facility, who had a beautiful picture of her baby who passed early on. It was the only picture she had of her daughter, but it just meant so much. And now as she faces the end of her own life, she was really struggling with some of that grief, and she blamed herself you know, for 60 plus years, and we don't want people to live under that. You know, Jesus offers freedom,
yes,
and he offers hope. And it was such a blessing to be able to speak with this woman and give her a Bible. And in our hope boxes, our Bibles have pre-highlighted verses. So we have volunteers that highlight scripture because we don't know who the box is going to. It may be someone of faith. It may be someone who doesn't have a faith background. And we want to be able to encourage them with the Word of God, along with the other comfort items that exist in the box.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. I hadn't even considered that. But yes, you're right. There's a lot of people who've experienced pregnancy loss. And it could be that it could be 20, 30 years ago. But I think particularly if it was many years ago, there was not that acknowledgement or ability to process the way we're getting there. We're getting better at it.
Yeah.
We still have work to do, but
yeah.
compared to 20, 30 years ago. So yeah, there's a lot of unprocessed grief that definitely this kind of opens that doorway to allow them to process it. And currently in the schooling that I'm doing, one of the things that they talk about is that grief needs to be witnessed. So when we have someone who sits with us and kind of walks through that grief, that helps a lot in the process of healing. And so that's amazing. Thank you for sharing that. You mentioned that there's the Bible. So is there like a few, so if you were to kind of just give a general explanation on what's in the Hope Box.
So in the Hope Box is a Bible. We also include a book written by someone who's experienced pregnancy and infant loss.
Okay.
And it often has other stories and, you know, personal stories of how to kind of process the grief and deal with it, kind of some steps, next steps. We include some pamphlets from Focus on the Family Canada.
Okay.
In there as well. There's some booklets from the Our Daily Bread organization and some other, like, we include personal comfort items. So we have people that crochet and knit, so they have might be a little crochet heart, might be a little crochet blanket, might be a little crochet hat, you know, just something that's meaningful. You know, maybe they didn't have a baby shower, maybe they didn't know what gender their baby was, but we want them to have a little something they can hold, like a tangible item. We include a pin that is a little footprints, like a 10-week-old baby footprint in there. We include a journal in there as well. You know, it's really important to kind of share what you're feeling, and especially if you don't necessarily maybe feel comfortable sharing verbally what you're feeling, it's good to write it down. Write out your what you're feeling, your emotions, your prayers, you know, whatever that might help, you know, in that process. And then other little, you know, there might be item jewelry or another little heart item, a candle, a packet of forget-me-not seeds. There's a lot of items in the box that can, we hope they help, whether you're, you know, a visual person or you like to hold, tactile, or you're a reader, you know, kind of can fit all of those capacities. And there is a note from someone who's experienced a loss in the box, and then also a card that's signed by those who put the box together, so that they know they're not alone. There's information on how to get a hold of us at Hope Box Canada through our social media, our website, email, phone number, that sort of thing is also in the box.
Okay, so it's very much personalized in that sense that there is a person behind it. It's not just kind of put together and shipped out. Somebody personally is doing this and helping with it.
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
So with all these things that get placed in there, like the funding, kind of how does that work? Do you guys have donations? Do you have people who kind of actively support this? Do you seek out people to support this? How does that kind of work?
So all of the above. we do have people that donate items. You know, we have lovely women across the country who crochet and knit and make cards and that sort of thing. We have those who purchase items to go in our box, like the little package of Kleenex, and that's, you know, they might bulk order and send it to us, that sort of thing, or gift cards work as well. And then we also take financial donations.
Okay.
Each box costs about $50 to $60 to put together and then shipping.
Okay.
But we never charge for our boxes. We give them freely, and the Lord has continued to provide for all of our needs. So that's just been amazing to see as well. You know, there are times where we think, oh man, you know, I might not, you know, we might not have enough to order another round of Bibles or books or whatever. And then God goes before us, right? And He provides for everything we need. So if people are interested in getting involved or are interested in donating in some way, shape, or form, we have a website, hopeboxcanada.ca. They can also reach us by email at hopeboxcanada@gmail.com. Or they can reach out to our church, Riverside Community Church, at 705-642-3205, and they can connect in that way.
Okay, perfect. You read my mind. I was going to ask that next, how it was like people could connect if they wanted to support. So that's wonderful. So this is one way to support in like donations and other ways. What if somebody is interested in ordering a Hope Box? What's the best way to go about that?
So they can go to our website at www.hopeboxcanada.ca, or they can reach out by email, hopeboxcanada@gmail.com, or phone us as well, where we just need information like a shipping address and a little bit of information like that. And then we're very happy to make arrangements to get a Hope Box to that person.
And so if this person wanted to order, like, let's say to have several on hand to hand out, like, is there other requirements that you have? Like, let's say they wanted to request a few versus just one, or do they just, it's the same process as if they only wanted to request one?
Yeah, it's the same process. If they want to become an ambassador in their community, they'll probably have a conversation with me. I'm usually the one that deals with the ambassadorships.
Okay.
And we'd be very happy to help in any way.
So could you explain then, just to kind of finalize this, explain a little bit what an ambassador is then?
So an ambassador is someone in their community who may have a few boxes on hand, could be a church, could be a pregnancy care center, an organization of some sort, or even an individual who wants to be available in their community. And then we add them to our list. And sometimes we get requests through our website in an area that, you know, I am not located and that sort of thing. So we look at our ambassador list and we say, oh, we have a request for Barry. So we're going to connect with that ambassador and see if they're willing to connect with that person. And sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. And then we just would ship from us. But it's always nice to have someone in your own community. Just recently, last week, we had a request in a community where a pastor friend lived. And I contacted him and he said he'd be very happy. I got his address and he realized he was neighbors with this family. And he didn't know. And I thought, that's the Lord, you know, like that's so neat, you know, so you never know. Right. But we keep open conversation with our ambassadors. If there's any need in their community that we are aware of, we'd rather them connect than us.
Yes.
You know, you like that personal connection with someone for sure.
Yeah, definitely. That personalized connection helps. I mean, it's great to be able to connect regardless, but having that ambassador, so that's wonderful. So there's a few ways that if anybody, any listeners want to get involved, they can either help with donations or sending things for the Hope Box, become an ambassador, or just order one for a friend or family if they know of someone who's experienced infant loss, pregnancy infant loss.
Yep, for sure.
All right. I think we've chatted about a lot of things here, Janita, and I really appreciate your time in talking to us about this. So is there any kind of last thoughts you have to share to anybody listening who's experienced it for themselves?
Yeah, I would just encourage you, if you experience a loss and maybe you've held it in tight, you know, the Lord's there with you and he's listening and he's waiting and there's support for you. You don't have to go through this alone. There is, you know, we say there's beauty in the broken and the Lord's there with you. So we would just encourage you to reach out to someone that you trust and, or reach out to us. We'd be happy to support you.
Thank you so much for your time, Janita.
Thank you. I appreciate it.